Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, live at Hermitage Golf Course with you for the Stars Annual Golf Tournament. More info at starsnashville.org. Every Monday at 10:30, we say hello to Jonathan Hutton from Outkick. But first, I want to give something away because I'm in a giving mood. Michelle's in a giving mood.
Yeah, Hutton, it's a Monday.
Hutton is in a giving mood. So that is what we're going to do as soon as I pull this up. Caller number three right now, 615-737-1025, will win a four-pack of tickets to the Monster Energy AMA Supercross Championship at Nissan Stadium this Saturday. Caller number three, 615-737-1025. Hutton, what's up, my friend? How are you?
It is draft week. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Chase.
Finally. Hello.
Finally,
Stars. Stars is a great organization, by the way, so thank you guys for supporting that.
Yeah, and look, you have known Willie Donick and worked with Willie Donick for a long time, and so because of that, I think you probably know Aaron Donick, who is
certainly the better half. Absolutely. Yes.
of the Donick household. She's running around like crazy because she's a ball of energy, but such a tremendous organization, and we're glad to be a part of it and be aligned with them.
Yeah, and they've done great work in the community for years. I mean, Willie and I worked together in the same building, man, it's like 15 years ago now, it feels like. So, yeah, Aaron's been hustling and bustling for a long time.
So we've spent all this time talking about quarterbacks and do they trade Tannehill or do they trade Henry and do they draft this quarterback, and honestly, like, I think we all agree there are other things they have to address this week. And a player that Matt Miller brought up in his 7-round mock draft in the 3rd round for the Titans was one that got my attention, probably because, you know, I've seen him play, that he played in the SEC, he played just down the road in Knoxville. But what would you think about Byron Young, 72nd overall to the Titans out of Tennessee?
Byron Young is a great example, Chase, to me, of a player who's going to play above his college ceiling. He's fast. He's explosive off the edge. He is relentless with his effort. And I think that serves him well at the NFL more than it did at Tennessee, because I think he's going to end up playing less snaps, more of a package player, sub-package player, very narrowed focus. And with the rotations that we're seeing now for edge rushers, I think that's a great spot for him to be in, a third rounder who has a chance to make some money in contract number two based on the right system and the right fit. So while it can certainly be here in Tennessee, I'm all for it because of what I've just said about the guy. I think regardless of where he goes, he is one of those quote-unquote sleepers. I don't know how you want to define that. But a sleeper for me would be no one's talking about him and all of a sudden he flashes and you're like, man, where'd this guy come from? We didn't see this in college. I think the reasons why or his skill set fits the NFL mold really well.
So as we sit here today and Thursday night is the 1st round, what is more likely scenario in your mind? They pick at 11, they trade up, or they trade back?
I think they pick at 11 right now, to me. And I think the draft is – I think a lot of – many of the good teams allow the draft to fall to them, except for when it comes to being aggressive for quarterbacks. I understand if you're in love with one of the quarterbacks, you've got to make a move and go get them. I'm speaking just from where I sit. I don't think this is a quarterback class to go chasing quarterbacks. I think there are good quarterbacks. Maybe two great quarterbacks, and the ones we're talking about need a year. Hendon Hooker and Richardson for me need a year. I'm not drafting Will Levis. Sorry, Michelle. And you know, CJ Stroud to me is CJ Stroud to me is a much better version of any of the three I've just mentioned. And Bryce Young is likely going number one overall. So, yeah, I'm not chasing this group the way it seems like many teams or many analysts, many media members are trying to make it out to be. And I think the majority, the sense I get, Chase, is the majority of teams really like this top 100 consensus, top 100 players. And there seem to be 17, 18 players that are first rounders, quote unquote. I know there'll be 31 first round picks, but every draft board's different. But, you know, Dane Brugler said, yeah, probably 17 or 18 on average. Well, if that's the case, that's a low end year for true first round grades, which means you want to be in that second group where everyone's kind of bunched together. I think more value's there than it is up top in the draft. And for that, you would rather trade back. I just think it's going to be tough to find trade partners unless it's for quarterback.
So real quick, you talk to John McClain every week on Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow from Outkick. And we hear all this noise with Houston right now that, you know, maybe they don't like Stroud. And then, you know, the S2 testing was bad. And Jared's got this conspiracy theory that he doesn't want to go to Houston and because of the same agent as Deshaun Watson. And so he tanked the test so Houston wouldn't take him. There's all this stuff. What does McClain and what do you think is ultimately going to happen with Houston with them currently picking at 2-12?
I think they've got to take the quarterback at 2. They've won 11 games of the last 3 years combined. And one of those 3 years was with Watson. So, I mean, if they want to continue to suck, I mean, have at it. They're not going to get out of this rut unless they find their quarterback of the future. And I'm not – so going back to your question about John. John has changed his tone on the C.J. Stroud to Houston concept because a month or so, it was Bryce Young to Houston because C.J. Stroud was going number one overall. Then it flipped. Mm-hmm. And then I asked him the week it flipped, hey, if Bryce Young's number one overall, Houston does what? And he said, they draft C.J. Stroud. Well, a week or two later, he said that, hey, I don't really know what they're going to do because it does seem they have soured on C.J. Stroud. And I asked him why, and he said, I don't know, and if anyone's acting like they do know, they don't. And I translate that to mean if McClain doesn't know, who's covered the league for 5 decades and knows that organization very well, then anyone pretending to know is just kind of repeating whatever the agent wants out there. And again, my perception on that. But in this league, no one just sits back and waits on a quarterback. And in a scenario like McClain threw out there where you draft defense at 2, Will Anderson, potentially, and you get a quarterback at 12, even if it's Hendon Hooker at 12, in the NFL, I'm not sitting and waiting on all of those picks to go by thinking that a quarterback that I love is going to remain on the board. I have to take him. So in that respect, I have to take the quarterback at 2, and I take the highest graded quarterback on my board. And for me, that would be C.J. Stroud.
Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mic joins us right now. Jonathan, you know, all this stuff came out on Friday with C.J. Stroud and the S2 testing and his score. Yeah. How much, you know, weight do you put into that? Do you think that that could have been something that, you know, Houston knew before it leaked to the media and things like that? And what do you think about the S2 testing?
Well, Haner was somewhere up here on this list. No one's mentioning his high score. You know, that's what I think about the S2 testing. There are quarterbacks that no one's talked about that had a high score on this that, you know, no one's mentioning. Like, oh, his stock's really rising because of this S2 score. Had Ryan Leaf on the show Friday. Ryan Leaf, I asked him about this. Ryan Leaf and Peyton Manning took the Wonderlic side by side at the combine together, and they looked at each other and said, what the hell are we doing? And then they ended up with the same exact score on the Wonderlic. Now, consider where one player is and where the other player is. One player has a gold jacket. The other one's considered the top bust, and they had the same Wonderlic score. Yeah, I allow it to be a factor. Yeah, it's not much of one, though, because ultimately it's about system fit and investment in what you're going to do around them. Are they going to, when they draft C.J. Stroud, is it going to take 3 years to put players around them the way Chicago has waited to put players around Justin Fields? Or is it going to be, Joe Burrow, we're going to pair you with your favorite college receiver? It depends on where these guys go and how much they're allowed to flourish under the system they're drafted in.
Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mic joins us. Jonathan, Tennessee Titans will have a press conference today just ahead of the draft coming up on Thursday, the first round. What is something that you want to hear from Rand Carthon or Mike Vrabel ahead of the draft coming up this week?
don't parse words when it comes to whether or not they're in with Ryan Tannehill. I don't think we'll hear that. I think they'll continue to give us, you know, an answer that will allow anyone, including me, to think, yeah, they could do really anything. And that's what they want. That you can get a direction, though, and a feel of how they've been working together, the process, the first true process of the Carthon era, and going into it at 11, how aggressive he may or may not want to be given the circumstances of what they have to go and find. We know they've got to find speed at receiver. They've got 6 picks currently. They'd love to have more. You don't get more by trading up, but you also don't get the quarterback that you love by sitting at 11. So he's not going to tip his hand there, but you know, he's also said, hey, we're going to evaluate the position the last time he was asked about Ryan Tannehill. Mm-hmm. And since then, we know he has a massive cap hit. We know that he's said that it's a rumor only about Byard and what they've asked him to do with the pay cut, but rumors continue to swirl there. I just find them very unpredictable. And I think every answer that we'll hear later today will be around that same concept and that same tone, unpredictable as they go into Thursday's first round and throughout the weekend, because I'm curious to see how aggressive he'll be based on what we've seen from San Francisco, an organization that was very aggressive when it came to moving up and going to getting the quarterback of the future, even though they had a veteran on the roster.
Well, it is going to be wild. I think we're going to get some surprises this year in the first round and probably beyond that. We'll see if the Aaron Rodgers thing happens too. But, Hutt, appreciate it. And next time we talk, we'll have draft picks to talk
finally
about.
Finally.
Yeah. And here's hoping it's not an offensive line breakdown, guys.
I know. Yeah, hopefully not. Hey, appreciate it as always. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, have a great day. Have a great week. See
you. You too. Jonathan Hutton, Outkick, Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow every day from 2 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan, and he joins us every Monday at 10:30. We've talked a lot of draft today. We'll, coming up next, kind of look at the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, what we're watching tonight. We'll do that here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.